Hello again, and welcome to 929, a new podcast from Fiverr.com, with me, Ishan Akbar. I'll be speaking to a different industry expert per episode. They've agreed to give you one key lesson on how to grow your business. All you have to do is give them just 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time in return. No more, no less. Today I'll be chatting to not one, but two guests, so I'll just let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Casper. I am originally from South Africa, moved to the UK when I was 18 to make YouTube videos, and have since met Ben. We met on Tinder, actually. It was a Tinder success story, and we've built a company up together called Influencer.com.
Hi, guys. My name is Ben. I'm a university dropout, very, very cliche. As Casper said, you know, we've built up a company called Influencer, where I'm currently the CEO of it.
Influencer.com is an ingenious marketing company that pairs brands with the best creators to reach a target audience. But I'm sorry, I'm still not over this. You met on Tinder how exactly?
I met my ex-girlfriend on Tinder and she introduced me to Ben, just to clarify.
Did Ben turn up to the first date?
Pretty much the second, third and fourth date, and that's why we're no longer together. Kind of creepy.
As experts in influencer marketing and incredibly successful creators, I mean, Casper has over 7 million YouTube subscribers, everybody. Making content that resonates is this duo's bread and butter. So I wanted to know how they do it and how that lesson can be applied to your business, regardless of the industry you're in. Here goes.
So Casper and Ben are joining me today from their respective kitchen and living room, I believe. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Sorry, there's a slight awkward delay there, seeing who's going first.
Yeah, that's going to be the fun thing about three-way, isn't it? Well, yeah. This isn't the most fun thing about three-way, but you know what I mean.
I'm in my kitchen trying to refrain from the crisps in the cupboard.
Yeah,
and Ben, I think Ben's somewhere else. Where are you, Ben?
Yeah, I'm in my living room in Clapham trying to refrain from, I guess, turning on Netflix.
What's the lesson that you want to impart today?
How to create content that resonates.
The word resonate, like, what does that mean in terms of content creation?
Something that resonates is just something that people want to engage with further. So if something resonates with someone, I feel like they'll either, you know, share it, like it, maybe do their own version of it, which you're seeing a lot on TikTok.
Yeah.
So when something resonates with someone, you can really see it and they leave a mark.
So if your lesson is all about creating content that resonates, I guess my next question is, how do you do that? How do you make content that resonates?
We're currently advising brands to do three things. One is to just be real. Don't try and, you know, confuse messaging, and don't try and create messaging which isn't organic. Mm-hmm. The other is add clarity, be factual, add in extra information, which is, you know, adding value. And the third one is around raising morale. So, you know, at a time at the moment where people are desperate to sort of escape the news, because unfortunately it's obviously full of negativity right now.
Yeah,
it's important that the advertisers are adding in that extra piece of around which can help consumers still feel a little bit, you know, happy during this sort of dark period.
So talk me through one thing in particular then. So if I'm sitting here thinking about developing my brand at a time like this, creating content that resonates, isn't the case right now, the reality is that everyone's in the same boat, where working from home, there's too many people on a Wi-Fi connection. We're in a kitchen hoping nobody else walks in. Casper, that's a reference to you. So if that's the reality, then actually, if everybody's sharing that, how can you do something that is a slight escape from that reality for everyone at the moment?
Yeah, you're so right. It is a very difficult time. And for some people, it's a lot more difficult than others. I mean, me just being in the kitchen is not an issue whatsoever, but there's some people really struggling out there. So it's important that brands are very careful with that and understand that there's people going through some of the worst moments of their lives. There's people losing loved ones. I think something we all do share, though, is hope and the future, and that this will pass.
Absolutely. And so to add on to that, a campaign we're currently doing right now is with the train networks. And right. You'd think, okay, well, obviously people not taking trains right now, we'd have to pause all activity. And we went back to the drawing board and took this idea of hope to them. And now what the creators are doing are they're speaking with their followers and their, you know, consumers about where they're looking forward to going in the future. So there is real opportunity here.
So just picking up on that, in terms of creating content that's memorable for years to come, what's your view on brands taking risks?
I think it depends on the brand, but you're finding that brands that are giving more leeway with the creators and working with them for the right reasons and not trying to completely change their tone or the content they make, those ones are the ones who are winning.
Right.
You've got to be working with people who have a similar voice to yours rather than trying to come in and change their voice to suit your brand. Otherwise, the content just won't perform.
Can you give me an example of something like that?
So, for example, a brand might be more willing to take kind of more comedic risks. And so we'll pair them up with a creator who's, you know, a bit more on the fringes and is happy to, you know, take the piss out of themselves.
Right, yeah.
Versus other brands who might be like, no, we need someone who's completely clean cut, fully clothed at all times. Yeah, that puts me out of the running.
I think when it comes down to an advertiser, there's a difference between being risky and there's a difference between being sensitive. I think a brand being risky is important if they want to be disruptive. I think, you know, ideas we come up with on campaigns, we want to try and encourage our clients that these are the ideas that can help them go viral. And just doing, you know, the standard type of advertising campaigns, the standard type of content creation that is going on won't necessarily do that.
That leads on very nicely to kind of my next question, which is, in terms of both your journeys, what have you learned that our listeners can apply to their own products, businesses, or wherever they're producing their content?
It's completely about surrounding yourself with the right people. You can't really do anything on your own. In business especially, it's all about making the right hires, bringing in the right investors, having the right co-founder. And you can be the right person for someone else, but you're not really going to be the right person for yourself. And as a YouTuber...
Sorry, Casper, was this business advice or love advice? Sorry, I didn't...
Getting very passionate there, Casper.
Yeah, sorry. Ben and I actually met on Tinder, so...
Now it all makes sense.
If anyone's thinking about starting a channel or a business, try find a founder. That's why I've got Ben. And then hopefully that's why he's got me. And yeah.
You guys have both made me feel really lonely. I feel like I don't have anyone around me that I can refer to. I'm joking. No. I'm very, very popular. What about you, Ben?
I think it's so, so important, you know, with how fast paced everything's moving, is to, you know, trust your instincts and make quick decisions. Because by the time you've actually mulled over them, that can have a real... opposite effect to, you know, had you made that actual quick decision. So I think on that is kind of really stemming on, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes on those quick decisions, because mistakes can only really be seen as, you know, sort of like stepping stones to that eventual success.
That was very interesting. So what I've learned, I guess, in terms of how to make content that resonates is get on Tinder and don't use it as a dating app, but find a good business partner because they'll do it for you, right?
Not exactly. Ben, do you want to just kind of sum up what we actually said?
I think what we actually said was, you know, be authentic, put effort into the content that you're creating, and most importantly, you know, keep it real.
Guys, that was really interesting. Thank you so much for talking to us. And Casper, I hope you weren't too cold by not wearing anything in the kitchen.
What, how do you know I'm naked? What is my webcam on?
Big thanks to Casper Lee and Ben Jeffries for their time, and to you for yours. 929 is a Fiverr podcast. If you're looking to create content that engages your audience, Fiverr.com has scriptwriters, content writers, animators, photographers, and more to get the job done. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. But for now, I've got to go and, well, take my top off and start making TikTok videos. So, time's up.